The United Nations has called for an investigation into recent violence in Peru. Last week, Peru's Congress overturned two controversial land laws that ignited protests in which 34 indigenous people died. CAFOD, the All Parliamentary Group for Peru, and the Peru Support Group hosted talks yesterday by witnesses to the clashes. We spoke with Francis McDonough, the CAFOD Advocacy Officer for Peru.
Development can be done well or it can be done badly. And what started here in Peru with a tragedy, with the deaths of some 34 people and maybe more, has now given way to an opportunity. And the government seems to have realised that it has to dialogue with these indigenous communities. And that gives the chance of holding a balance between these different needs, the need to eradicate poverty in Peru, which does mean some sort of development, mining or logging or oil development, and also preserving the rainforest for the good of these communities and the good of Peru. And there's an additional factor, I think, at the moment, which is climate change. And Peru is one of the countries in South America most affected by climate change because the glaciers are retreating with global warming. And this constitutes a threat to the water resources, of which the Amazon region is one of the main sources. So Peru now has an opportunity to rethink its development plan for the Amazon region. If it does this, it benefits not only Peru, but also the rest of the world.